a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, Amanda Dixon with the week off. Our top story this hour is the weather. Lake effect snow has made an absolute mess of the roads in parts of northern Utah, while other areas haven't seen much snow at all. We begin our live team coverage, severe Utah weather, with KSL News Radio's Adam Small, who just arrived in Centerville. Adam.
Tim, today has been a drive of its own. I can't think of a day worse than this to be driving through Davis and Weber counties. It took me about an hour to get from Kaysville just to where I'm at in Centerville right now, and that's between the snow. There have been a couple of accidents on the way and whatnot. It is just a nightmare. This lake effect snow just continues to dump heavy snowfall. Still falling here in Centerville at large snowflakes, high rate of speed. I would say probably 6 to 7 inches on the ground here in this parking lot where I'm at in Centerville. And it's just going to continue to fall over the next couple of hours, it sounds like. So if you live north of Farmington and you are still trying to get to work or haven't left the house yet, honestly, best just to call in, see if you can work from home, because it is just not worth trying to get through this traffic. At one point, we were even stopped for 10 minutes. At best, when you're driving from Farmington to Centerville, at least, you're not really going to be exceeding 25 miles an hour. So just take that into effect as you make your plans for your morning. Reporting live from Centerville, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
All this snow, as you might expect, is throwing a wrench into school start times this morning. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis continues our team coverage.
School officials are making sure students and staff can get to school safely this morning. Weber, Ogden, Morgan, and Davis school districts are all on two-hour delays this morning. Ascent Academy in Farmington is also on a two-hour late start. On top of that, Weber State University campus is closed until 10 this morning. We will continue to monitor any school closures and bring you updates as soon as we get them. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Tens of thousands of people expected to be going through the Salt Lake International Airport for spring break over the next couple of weeks. KSL TV's Ayanna Likens has more.
The U.S. Travel Association says they are expecting travel volumes during the spring break period to be on par with pre-pandemic levels. So the airport recommends arriving 2 hours before your flight. AAA says international travel this season is up 30% from 2022, with people traveling to warmer destinations like Mexico, the Bahamas, and Jamaica.
Because of all the expected travelers, the airport also recommends either getting dropped off or reserving a parking spot. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Sandy over the weekend, and now the investigation begins into what led to shots being fired. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
This all happened as a call to 911 around 1 a.m. near 116th South, 1020 East. Sandy police tell us an officer was in the area looking for a man who was reported to be suffering a mental health episode. A press release late Sunday indicates an officer located the individual walking, and at some point, the man presented a threat that resulted in the officer discharging his firearm. The man was pronounced dead on scene. The police officer is okay. The Salt Lake County officer involved critical incident protocol is investigating. Once that investigation is complete, it will be presented to the Salt Lake County DA's office for review. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Now our top national stories this hour. Another line of dangerous storms predicted in the South today after more than two dozen people were killed in storms that hit Mississippi, South Carolina, and other states.
In the tiny community of Black Hawk, Mississippi, trees came crashing down onto the few roads in and out of town, making them impassable. The powerful twister also flattened Old Black Hawk School. The community center hosted live music and weddings for 100 years. The storms also cutting into Georgia. Multiple people were injured in LaGrange, southwest of Atlanta. Two tigers escaped at a local safari park, but have been recaptured.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. A new survey shows inflation is a problem and could be for a while. ABC's Daria Albinger has more on the data from the National Association for Business Economics.
Most respondents to a NABE policy survey say inflation is still too high.
More than 70% indicated that they thought that inflation would remain above 4% at the end of 2023.
Survey Chair Mervyn Jabaraj says they believe what the Fed is doing, however, to bring it under control is working.
If we look at the measure of year-over-year change in CPI, we can see that it has come down significantly since its peak last summer.
The survey also says a recession is likely before inflation hits the 2% target rate. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Andy's back with your first look traffic.
Well, Tim, it looks like they're about to close Little Cottonwood Canyon for some avalanche control. They're supposed to do it any time now. Canyons have been issues, especially Parley's Canyon, where they're requiring chains or four-wheel drives this morning. I-80 is now really struggling from Sugar House to get to the canyon. But the nightmare of nightmares is between Clearfield and Bountiful right now. All roads, all directions. I-15, of course, seeing it the worst because that's where everybody is all congregated at once. And we've got a really rough stretch in Far West as well on I-15, almost at a stop, 2700 North, north of Ogden. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Andy, stand by. We'll come back in a couple of minutes. Large protests are taking place around Israel.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision Sunday night to fire his defense minister, who publicly called for a pause in the judicial overhaul, drove tens of thousands of Israeli protesters spontaneously into the streets of Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. Over 100,000 alone blocking Tel Aviv's main Ayalon highway, waving flags, lighting bonfires, littering the lanes with construction materials. No serious clashes with police, who began evacuating the demonstrators at about 3 a.m. local time. Netanyahu now expected to announce he will pause the overhaul. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The death toll continues to rise after a fire and explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory. Crews found two more people dead from the building rubble over the weekend. Now a total of seven people have been found.
The site itself now is being moved over into the investigation period, so hopefully we will have more answers on what caused this and how it happened and how it can be prevented in the future.
They do believe that those seven are the last of those missing. That's the city's mayor, Samantha Kaag, during a weekend press conference. Things are improving, but, that's not saying a whole lot. We're still very, very slow. If you're coming in from Davis County into Salt Lake County, we'll check traffic and weather again in just a minute.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.